Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sean. How can I help you?
I'm calling about my account. Dad took $795 out of my account.
Okay, ma'am. Can we start with a zip code?
37771.
You said 37771.
Yes, ma'am.
And can I have a first and last name?
Franklin Spears.
Can you repeat that, ma'am?
I'm not sure now, ma'am. Franklin Spears.
I can hardly hear you, ma'am.
I'm not sure. Franklin Spears. Hello?
You said Frank?
Franklin Spears.
Franklin Spears?
Yes, ma'am.
S-P-I-E-R-S.
Yes. It's Franklin, F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N.
I know your last name is S-P-I-E-R-S or S-P-E-A-R-S.
No, it's S-P-E-A-R-S.
Okay, yes, sir. Please hold. And can you verify your address for me?
225 Kelly Lane, apartment 58, Lenoir City, Tennessee, 37771.
Okay, so I did find an account. I'm just waiting for the system to load.
Ma'am?
I said I did find an account. I'm just waiting for the system to load.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sir, I see on December the 20th, you entered in a contest for a chance to win a coffee maker.
No, actually, it said enter and win. I have it. It says New Year's Eve. It says enter and win. And it was telling me you have been chosen to participate in our loyalty program for free. And it said pay to get here is telling me to pay $8 or something. I didn't know I was entering anything. If I'd known that, I wouldn't even bother with it. I was just wanting to get it canceled and put it back in my account if possible.
Okay, yes, sir. I can get that account canceled for you.
And they had took $7.95 out of my account.
Okay, so I see that you called in on yesterday to have the account canceled. Or you called earlier?
I called earlier, and he gave me a, it was KC021.
Can you repeat that, sir?
He said it was canceled, KC021.
Okay, yes, I do see that the account was canceled, but I don't see anywhere where it says it was requested a refund.
Yeah, I requested a refund, but he said I couldn't get one. I said, why couldn't I get a refund?
Yes, sir, because it's a valid charge.
Excuse me?
It was a valid charge.
I know it was a valid charge, but I'm just saying, can you, when you cancel, you're supposed to get a refund, because from what I heard, from what I read, it's saying paying shipping and handling for the coffee maker, and then tell me I was entering a raffle.
Yes, sir, it did tell you in terms and condition that you was entering a raffle for which.
Yeah, no, I see that, but it says the raffle is free. It didn't say I had to pay $7.95 for that. It was telling me I had to pay $8.95 for shipping and handling for the coffee maker to get here.
Yes, sir, and if you looked in the terms and conditions, it would have told you that you had to pay $7.95 to enter in the contest. It wasn't guaranteed win. It's an entry for 20 tickets a day.
It should actually, when I read it, it should have told me exactly what it was, Matt.
So you had to read the terms and conditions.
I mean, they get you on everything anymore. You know, I've got a disability, and I'm on a budget myself. Just having a stroke and having Parkinson's on top of that, it ain't helping a whole lot. And now I'm having to deal with this. And when you ask for a refund, they're actually supposed to actually get one, but you're saying I can't get a refund.
Yes, sir.
That ain't right. I mean, if you want to cancel, you should be able to get a refund.
Sir, the charges are a valid charge.
There's a lot of things about it. I mean, it should, like, when you cancel something, it should also be about, like, when you cancel it, you get a refund if you don't know what you're doing. And it didn't say exactly what it was doing. The loyalty program was free. How was I charged for being in a free?
Sir, Sir, if you read the terms and conditions, it's told you that you will spend $7.95 per day to enter a guaranteed placement in the contest. If you do not win, you will be billed after 2 days to maintain contest to win. And after 30 days, you will be billed $67.32 monthly.
So it is canceled, right?
Sir?
It is canceled, right?
The account is already canceled, sir. You called on yesterday.
No, I called earlier today.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, it do shows that you called.
And he gave me a KC, like I said, KC021.
Sir, I'm not understanding you.
The number he gave me was KC021.
I'm not understanding what you're asking.
He said the account was canceled, and he said he was giving me a canceled number, which is KC021.
Okay, yes, sir.
So they're not taking anything outside of my account, right?
No, sir.
And I'm still not getting my money back, right?
Yes, sir.
That's sad. I mean, people, it's real sad. It is. Around Christmas, it's sad. Taking away from, you know, people. I don't understand that.
Okay, sir, was there anything else I could help you with?
No, that'll be all.
Okay, sir, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm.